Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to the ID the Future podcast. This is Casey Leskin with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. Today we're going to discuss a recent editorial by Nature and the recent statement from the National Academy of Sciences, Science and Creationism, a view from the National Academy of Sciences. In his 2003 book, Evolution, The History of an Idea, Peter J. Baller, a respected historian of evolution, explains that the journal Nature was originally founded in the late 19th century by T.H. Huxley and others for the express purpose of promoting a, quote, campaign, unquote, to support Darwinism. As Baller writes, quote, by exploiting their position in this network, Huxley and his friends ensured that Darwinism had come to stay. They control the scientific journals. The journal Nature was founded in part to promote the campaign and manipulated academic appointments. Hull has stressed how important these rhetorical and political skills were in creating a scientific revolution. The Darwinists adopted a flexible approach which deflected opposition, minimized infighting among themselves, and made it easy for others to join their campaign. Many, like Huxley himself, were not rigidly committed to the theory of natural selection. They were simply anxious to promote the case for evolution, unquote. Nature has remained adept at using, quote, rhetorical and political, unquote, tactics as part of a campaign to support Darwinism, and thus it comes as no surprise that the latest issue of Nature contains an editorial praising the U.S. National Academy of Sciences' new version of science and creationism, because it, quote, summarizes the reasons why evolution is in effect as much a scientific fact as the existence of atoms or the orbiting of Earth around the sun, unquote. But such dogmatic statements are saddening because they threaten the prestige of science in society as an objective voice and threaten the academic freedom of scientists to dissent from neo-Darwinian evolution. As John West recently explained, there is much scientific dissent from neo-Darwinism that deserves to be heard, but the National Academy of Sciences is using grand sweeping statements such as those in its Science and Creationism booklet to remove the academic freedom of scientists challenging evolution. Imagine that you were a scientist who has scientific skepticism of neo-Darwinism, but then you see the top scientific body in the United States telling you that there is no scientific dissent from evolution. Does that make you feel free to express your views? In any case, the title of the Nature editorial is, quote, spread the word. Evolution is a scientific fact, and every organization whose research depends on it should explain why, unquote. Again, we see politics at work. Nature says that scientists should defend evolution because, quote, their research depends on it, unquote. It seems what Baller called Nature's, quote, rhetorical and political, unquote, defense of evolution has only increased to the point of treating evolution like a religion-like dogmatism over the past century. Unfortunately, the academic freedom of scientists to challenge evolution has suffered in the wake of this campaign. This is Casey Leskin. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.